Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing our mid-year reading goals on Goodreads.
Isn't it crazy that we are already halfway through the year?
It really is.
But today, we're going to see just how far behind and far ahead we are in our little reading goals.
You're barely behind. You've made such good progress.
Things aren't going well this year.
They are. They are.
So for my reading goals this year, I set myself at 80 books, which is significantly less than what I normally do. And I'm so, so glad I did that.
Less stressful.
Yes. Currently, I'm only at 29 of those 80. So I'm at 36%. I am one book behind schedule as of today. When I checked yesterday, I was on track, but whatever.
Well, time flies, we already said.
Time's fine. I was also on vacation.
She was busy.
It is what it is. So one book behind schedule. I can make that up. It'll be fine. I just need to read some novellas, I think.
Yeah.
Which is what got me caught up in the first place.
I was going to say, I've done that a lot, so.
Yes. Currently, I am reading City of Mirth and Malice, which is actually the second book in the Order and Chaos series. It's very, very good. It's giving, like, Peaky Blinders, but with magic. Peaky
Ooh.
Blinders mixed with, like, Shadow and Bone.
Cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. It has, like, some mystery in it, and Industrial Revolution type stuff. So like the main character, her family got rich off of like the railways and like all the stuff. Yeah, it's very interesting. So I actually just downloaded that. It just came out like 2 days ago. So super excited to read the second one.
Awesome.
Yes. So my favorite reads so far for this year have been Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood. That's honestly probably been my absolute favorite book that I have read this year.
It's up there, yeah.
Butcher and Blackbird, that's a very close second. That was everything I needed and more. which is funny because I have another serial killer book on here that was one of my least favorites. And so it's very hit or miss for me. The vibes of the serial killer books have to be there.
Yes.
So.
And tell the people like a little bit about Butcher and Blackbird.
Yes.
We haven't done that on the podcast.
So I hope to do this one eventually on the podcast.
We should wait for the full series to be out and then do it, I think.
Yeah, because I think there's going to be three.
Mm-hmm.
So Butcher and Blackbird, there are these two people who are both serial killers, but they are like anti-heroes, in my opinion. Like, do they do it because they like it? Yes, but they only kill bad people, like Dexter.
Like Dexter, exactly.
Yes. And so she gets herself into a little sticky situation where she's locked in a cell for days after a murder goes wrong. And she's found by this man who turns out to also be a very prolific, famous serial killer. And they hit it off. And so they decide to make like a yearly game of it. And so every year they have a contest. They have one of his brothers pick a target. And basically they're supposed to find them, like seduce them somehow into a one-on-one situation. And then the first person to kill that person wins the contest for the year. But yeah, so this spans multiple years, and then they finally get to like their final like contest, and you know, it's a series of unfortunate events happen, and it's very good.
It's very good. And the second one is coming out next month on June 4th.
What's his name? Fuck, I forgot his name.
I cannot
the main
remember.
Male character. I can't either.
But he does like leather working.
Yes.
It's called Leather and Lark.
Yeah, so the main male character in the first book, he has two brothers who are also of questionable background. So the older one is 100% also a serial killer, but he does
just
it.
Just a different brand.
Yeah, like he does that as a business.
Yeah, he's like a hitman.
The first one, he owns a restaurant. The older brother, this like he has an actual trade for killing people. He also runs a leather store, but it's a front. The third one is a doctor.
Yeah, the youngest.
But he probably also kills people. Who's to say?
Probably. I think we're going to find out eventually.
Yeah. So each book's going to be based off of like a different brother. So that the second book comes out, Leather and Lark, I believe comes out June. What'd you say?
Fourth.
Fourth. Okay.
Yes.
So soon. So go ahead and start reading that. My third favorite read so far was The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. So that was a new novel by her this year. It was very different than anything she's written so far, which I really, really liked. So some other books by her are obviously like the Shadow and Bone series, Six of Crows, very like mystical and fun and magical, and I love that. And then she also has the Ninth House series, which is based more on like secret societies in Yale College, which is right up my alley. This one was about the Spanish Inquisition, focused specifically on Jewish people, which I thought was really, really cool and very, very interesting. There is magic to it, but it's magic based in like actual historical things that happen. There's this girl, and she is Jewish, but she's hiding from the Inquisition. And so she comes up like with her own background and baptizes herself as Catholic, goes to mass so that she basically doesn't get murdered, but she can perform miracles. The miracles are based purely on like your belief and like what's inside of you, and not everyone can do it. But the person she works for catches her doing that one day, and that triggers this whole chain of events leading up to the end of the book. And so it is really just, it's cool to see how like one small thing like starts basically this journey for like the rest of your life. The ending of the book had me shook for a little bit, I won't lie. It all worked out, but it had you kind of like on the edge of your seat right up until the very end.
Ooh.
It is a little slower, so if you're wanting like something really fast-paced and action-packed, this is not it. It is not, you know, very spice heavy, which most of her books are not. But it is just a really, really cool historical fiction. Let's see, House of Bane and Blood. That's the first Order and Chaos book, so the one that's very Peaky Blinders-esque. So I would definitely recommend that because it is very, very cool
I will be adding it to my
to
TBR.
mix in like Industrial Revolution with Peaky Blinders with magic and all
Yeah.
that. And there's different houses, and the houses are like in charge of different parts of the city. I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was very good. It was funny.
That sounds cool.
And then my other favorite read so far was Devourer of Men by Nikki St. Crowe. So Nikki St. Crowe has a series called The Vicious Lost Boys, which follows along with Winnie Darling. So Winnie is a descendant of Wendy Darling, and she finds herself in Neverland with Peter Pan and some of his lost boys, but also a Fae King. Well, they're not really lost boys. So there's two Fae princes and a guy named Vane, who's very scary. And basically, it's just her trying to help Peter Pan break a curse that was placed on him. It's good, but The Devourer of Men is a spin-off series featuring Captain Hook, the crocodile, who's an actual man in this book, and then Wendy Darling. It is a male-male-female romance, which is my favorite.
I
It is very
want two
short,
boyfriends, and I
and
want them to be
And
boyfriends.
she got it. I'll tell you what, they are definitely boyfriends, but it's just short and spicy and fun, and it's funny. So I really, really enjoyed it. If you
That sounds
want,
like a good like a vibe read, you know, like whenever you're just wanting to sit down and just be entertained.
I didn't have to think a single time.
No thoughts, head empty.
No thoughts, just this book. So yeah, if you want something short and sweet, it's that one. My least favorite so far, so Cups of Sugar, is also about serial killers, but the bad kind. And
Oh, no.
so this girl moves to a small town, and already I was getting like very bad vibes from this small town. So it has a serial killer, but he like during the day he works for like a news press, and because he does, he's able to like basically cover his tracks and have alibis because he's always like taking pictures of like the crime scenes and helping report on them and blah blah blah. And he can do that because he's the one killing these people. And so he has like a whole different persona like during the day. Like he's very nerdy and like dyes his hair and like very like withdrawn and not overly confident. And like when he's not, you know, acting as his persona, like he is just This fucking scary dude who
Oh
is very like brash and like very confident. He wears a mask when he like kills people. And so anyway, he like gets obsessed with this girl that just moves to there, and she opens up a bakery and coffee shop. And so basically he is like trying to gaslight her into thinking she's crazy this whole time, because he will date her as like this normal guy who works for the newspaper, but then at night he like sneaks into her window as this masked man and is like stalking her. And so he like is playing these two different people, and like he is literally like just fucking with her the whole book. The reason why I didn't like it was because like there were times when like it really did cross a line, and like I was getting like extremely frustrated. It's not a bad book. It just wasn't my favorite. It was very much like psychologically trippy.
That I could see that, like, because we've talked about it before with things like that, where obviously, like, what's happening in the book is objectively immoral. Like, there has to be some sort of like something to convince the reader that it's okay, that it's actually fine, and like what's happening is not like. They're not actually in danger. So if it's not doing a good job of convincing you,
Well,
then
because
it's just scary at that point.
so like she would sleep with the masked man, right? And then like she'd be really guilty about it because she thinks she's cheating on this dude, and he would straight up be like, "Are you seeing other people? Like, I don't think we like fucking with her so hard."
Oh
And
my
I'm just like,
God.
"What is happening?" Like,
Oh,
I
wow.
felt crazy reading it. I just don't think I was in the right headspace for it. I think if I'd
Yeah.
been, like, I probably would have enjoyed it more.
That's fair. I because things like that too, it's just like because it's kind of the exact opposite of what we just talked about, how we were like, yeah, with Devour of Men, it's just like a really like it's all entertaining, it's all vibes, but some things it's like it takes a little bit of emotional energy.
I
It
just felt
drains you a little
very
bit.
like frustrated reading that book.
Yeah.
Very frustrated. It was not bad. This is not like a slam on the author at all. It was a good book. It just at the time was not for me.
That's so fair.
Love Contract by Sophie Lark was another one that I did not enjoy. I first read Sophie Lark's Brutal Birthright series, which is all mafia based and like organized crime, and they were so good
I
and
read the
like
first one this
so
year.
well done. And I read the spin-off series and I loved that too. And I liked the Sinners and Saints series. I thought that was it was dark but very good.
Also about serial
This
killers.
also about serial killers. You'll notice a trend. I'll give them all a try, you know. Love Contract was, I don't know, just too cheesy. I didn't really like either of the main characters. I was never like invested in them. Like I didn't really care what happened to them. I was at, like I got to a point where I was reading it just to like finish it. It was fine. It just was not her best work, I don't
Yeah,
think.
that's fair.
Which she's doing a whole series of it. I don't think I'll probably continue it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cute book, but just I don't know, just not Sophie Lark level material. Kind of like
Yeah.
Anastasia. Like Anastasia was not my favorite.
I couldn't even finish that one because it started off so strong. Like, I was hooked at the beginning, and then immediately it just turned really boring, like, immediately. And I
We were
was like,
actually gonna
oh.
cover that one and decided against it
Yeah,
because
because I
like
couldn't read it. And
we
it was
just
like
didn't like
800
it.
pages. I just couldn't do
It
it.
was dense.
Yeah.
And this one, I mean, this one was long. This one was almost 500 pages of,
Oh.
which, if you're gonna do a rom-com, keep it under 300.
Yeah, that's kind of the rule.
I don't need anything else after 300 pages.
Yeah, there's too many like miscommunications, most likely, if you have it that long.
And then A Prince So Cruel was my other, well, another one that I did not care for. I forget who the author is. Basically, it's like a Beauty and the Beast retelling, but with Fae. And I don't know. I think I'm just getting really burnt out on the whole like Fae Prince bullshit. Trying to see who wrote
Too
this.
many of them at this point.
Ingrid Seymour by Ingrid Seymour. This is a series. Again, I probably won't be finishing this series. So there's a prince and he has a curse and he turns into a beast at night, but he has real bad mood swings. And then this girl is actually from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh,
Oh, and you can cross over into like the fairy realm. Anyway, she gets fucking kidnapped and forced to go on this journey with this prince and his cadre of people. They're all assholes. None of them are like funny. To help him break this curse against her will, she can't tell her family that she's okay. They're not taking care of her mortgage. Bullshit. They didn't alert her place of work.
oh, so everyone else just thinks she's dead, probably.
Eventually they do, but it's just like not until like 3 weeks in. But anyway, so yeah, she's just forced to go on this adventure with them, and at some point like falls in love with him. I was like, no, like he has no redeeming qualities. It was a very boring book. I didn't like it.
That's wild.
The guy was just a total dick the whole time. So yeah, as I think I actually did rate that one on Goodreads like 2 stars. Probably could have done one. It wasn't bad though. It wasn't like that
No,
bad
I know what you mean. Like
writing wise.
one is kind of reserved. One star is reserved for
I
something truly upsetting.
rarely give out 1-star reviews.
Yeah, 2 stars is still like it wasn't horrible. I just didn't like it.
The another one. So remember when I said I was going to read the 26 book series by Rena Kent? I made it through the first one,
And that was that.
and I think that was enough for me. It was not good. And I think part of it was because it was set in high school, and I don't like that
No.
at all. So you have to start with the Royal Elite series, and I started with Book Zero because it was actually written later, which you'd think it would make it better, but it wasn't. These boys in this high school academy for the rich should be
Oh.
in jail. Just poor behavior all around.
Yeah. Lock
These
them
are
up.
bullies. This man was just, I mean, based off the title, he was cruel. And they're just out here drugging people, and they're just out here just, it's consensual, it's devious consent, it's probably a more dub con more than anything. I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. It was like really cringy dialogue as well. Like it read like a Wattpad novel.
Okay.
She used way too many exclamation marks while like characters were talking. They're like, what? And it'd be a question mark with an exclamation mark after it. Like, I don't like that. I don't know. That's me being picky, but
That is wild.
I
You
don't
don't
like
need to
it.
use exclamation marks like that.
Just, yeah. I mean, and also they were high school students. So I think she was trying to write them as a high school student, but I was like, they are doing things that, like, those two things don't go together.
Yeah, like they should
Like,
be tried as an adult for these
I
crimes.
didn't like it. They're just out here killing people, you know? So I probably won't be continuing on with the remaining 25 books. We'll see. Maybe I'll have a change of heart.
Would
And
say
then
probably don't waste your time.
if I'm getting really desperate, maybe I'll revisit. But they're like also over 400 pages
Oh,
each.
yeah.
So I don't know.
You can find something else to read.
My very last one, sorry, this was long-winded.
No,
My
I'm having
last
a
one
good time.
is Nightshade. I had the highest of hopes for this book. So this girl's father goes missing. And okay, so it starts off like so many hundred years back. This girl and her mother are found by the church, and her mother is tried as a witch and burned at the stake. And the church takes in this girl and raises her and baptizes her to like basically assist with this secret sect. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a secret sect of the church that has like very prestigious members. It's a cult. They're in a cult. Anyway, so basically, the whole story is bouncing back and forth between present day and past. So, present day, there's this girl. Her father mysteriously disappears. He studied religious cults and sects, and her mother had like died under mysterious circumstances as well. So basically, he's trying to like find a way into the underworld to like save her. Anyway, this girl like finds herself in this place called Nightshade, which is like purgatory. It's like hell. So you either go to Nightshade or you go to heaven. Those are
Okay.
your options. Or you have true death, which is when you get killed in Nightshade, and then there's nothing. So,
Oh,
very
okay.
scary. So all the people in Nightshade don't know they're dead. except for her, she's not actually dead. She found a way in, like a passage there, and so she's trying to find like her father. Anyway, it's like fine. I thought it was gonna be a really cool, like cultish type book, but it was just very slow, and he was also just kind of a dick the whole time. And like I didn't get a lot of answers. There's more books, but it wasn't for me. Like I said, I had really high hopes because I like that type of vibe, like the spooky, like scary religious stuff. That's really cool to me, but it just wasn't done well. So, and it was like 800 pages long, and I'm like, huh? And I lost interest.
Bummer.
So they weren't like bad books, they just weren't my favorite books.
No, some of the ones that I have to talk about were actually bad, but I get that. So my reading goal is also 80 books. And again, we both lowered it from last year because things were just not feeling fun at the end. It was like stressful because I wanted to meet my reading goal, but then I was forcing myself to read. So 80 books.
We never want to force ourselves to read anything, you
Yeah, because then
know?
it's just not fun. And we're here to have fun. So far I have read 37 books, which means I'm actually 7 books ahead of schedule,
Slay.
according to Goodreads. And a lot of that is because I did read like those novellas by Cassie Mint. Those were cute.
Cassie Mae came in clutch.
She did. And then also, I will talk about this with some of the ones that I did not like, but there were quite a few books this year that I DNF'd. And it depends how much time I put into actually like trying to read them. But if I DNF a book and I've like genuinely put time and energy into it, I go ahead
You
and
count
count it. Yeah,
it.
I do. Because like if you're gonna waste my time, I'm gonna get something from it and it's going towards my Goodreads goal.
I have only DNF'd a book twice ever.
I DNF 3 books this year. One of them is not
Yeah.
on this list, but I'll talk about it. Anyway. Let's talk about what I'm reading currently, because speaking of spooky, culty, religious vibes, I am currently reading Slash or Pass, which is part of the Final Girl
So
series.
good.
It's so good, guys. It's kind of like
They're
a,
so good.
it reads just like a campy 80s slasher film. That
It
is
is
the
the Scream
vibe.
franchise.
Yes, it's basically like Scream, but if like the final girl ended up with like the two villains in Scream. But also there's undertones of like they all originated from like this cult. Whenever they were kids, they were in this cult. And so that's a big part of the story as well. And it's like spooky and funny and ridiculous and just very entertaining. And I'm excited to read the other
The
ones.
way they kill all these people off too, because it's like the basic friend group that goes into like a haunted house or like the cabin in the woods, and they slowly just start getting picked off one by one. It is so fucking funny.
It really is. I didn't know what to expect because I have read some slasher romance books that just they were like too creepy. Like I wasn't having a good time. I was kind of like disturbed, but this one's like actually kind of funny and I'm
They're
like
really
having a
funny.
good time.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed her work so far.
And I can't remember who wrote.
Tyler Page.
So in 2024, some of my favorites are the same as yours because I also loved Theoretically and Butcher and Blackbird. I also loved Bride by Ellie
I
Hazelwood.
almost put that.
Oh, it's so good, guys. And it's her first paranormal romance, and it was really funny. It was really well done. I loved her take on vampires and werewolves. Like she had like a unique, like original take. And I really highly recommend that to everyone.
It is the year of Allie Hazelwood.
It is. She has really taken over. And I'm here for it. She's doing a great job this year.
Yeah.
The other favorite reads that I had this year, the second half of Throne of Glass. So by the time 2024 started, I was on Queen of Shadows. So I read Queen of Shadows, Empire of Storms, Tower of Dawn, and Kingdom of Ash this year. But we're gonna just say my favorite of those was Kingdom of Ash. I thought it was so beautifully done. That series just wraps up so beautifully, but it like makes your heart ache because you don't want to leave. You feel like you're losing your friends. Like, talk about a book hangover. Throne of Glass will put you in a book hangover and you'll be numb for at least a week, but I recommend it
But
anyway.
like in a good way.
In a good way. And then Fourth Wing. I read Fourth Wing this year, and I also read Iron Flame, but I would say of the two, I enjoyed Fourth Wing the most. I thought it was very unique and interesting. It really, really captured my attention the first time I read it. I was just so in it. I was listening to the audiobook on my way to work, and like I just was looking forward to it every day. I was like, I want to be in my car so I can listen to this book. I was engrossed. It was amazing. And yeah, we have done episodes on Fourth Wing and Iron Flame, so you can hear more about our thoughts on that if you're interested. My least favorite reads this year. Okay. The first one is called Bedlam Moon, and it's part of a series. This is by Kathy
Oh.
Hahn. I got tricked by TikTok because there was a really vague like description of like a romantic scene, you know? But it was specifically for the second book in the series. And so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna read this series. You know how you were like, I was just reading it just to finish it. That's where
Yeah.
I was with this one. It
I
was
hate that.
so bad. And it wasn't even the tropes, because the tropes are kind of cheesy. It's like an insta-love, reverse
I
harem,
just hate
paranormal.
Insta-love.
I know, but okay, it's only insta-love with one of the love interests. And then there's kind of a slow burn with like the rest of the reverse harem, basically.
Okay.
But that the tropes weren't even what bothered me. It was like the actual writing, like the story was so bad. The next one I want to talk about is Glow.
I haven't read
This
it
one,
still.
and it makes me sad. This is one of the books I DNF'd. And I actually have my Goodreads review copied and pasted here. I said, after 3 months of thinking I can get myself to pull through, I finally DNF'd at 47%. And I even said at the time, I'll probably just look up spoilers for the series once it's done, because I cannot keep doing this to myself. She is dragging this out.
Is Glow the newest one?
No, I think there's another one after it.
Okay, I
And then
read
there's
Glow.
still
I
one
haven't
that
read that
hasn't
one
come out.
yet. Oh my God.
Don't do it to yourself, because it's bad. Like, nothing happens. All of a sudden in Glow, what's happening is she's giving Slade like flashbacks to his childhood. Like, and it's like, okay, where was this character development like when we were first getting to know his character? Like, why are
Yeah.
we doing this in book, I think book four?
Like, why didn't we cut some stuff out of book two and three to like make room for
Especially
this?
because, if for those of you who have not read this, the Plated Prisoner series is what we're talking about. The third book, I think it's the third book, the one prior to Glow, ends on such a major cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Glow starts, and it's like, oh, we're ignoring that. We're
Yeah.
ignoring that in favor of building this backstory of his childhood that we don't give a shit
The
about.
stupid
And
ass queen.
the stupid ass queen, we're switching perspectives to these characters that we don't care about, and you don't get to know anything that you were worried about when the last book ended until probably the second half. I don't know, because I couldn't finish it. I got stuck at 47% and gave up.
It just feels like such a money grab at this point. Like, I
Yeah.
hate when authors are like, yep, we're wrapping it up on the next one. Like, oh, like there was just so much good stuff I wanted to talk about. So it's gonna be two or three more books. And it's like,
It's
why?
not good stuff, I can tell you that much. Also, the relationship between them, like Slade and Oren, gets really like weird in this book. Like,
It does.
there's a weird vibe. Like, they were like previously, you know, like they were in love. It was really romantic. And then in this book, it's
He like
like,
hyped her up and like made her feel confident and like.
yeah. And then it kind of turns into this weird, like, feral. I don't even know. Like, it's just weird. It's weird. The next one, I feel like I might get some hate mail for this. And I want to preface this by saying, like, this is one of those that is not a bad book at all. I think the problem was that it was so overhyped that by the time I read it, I just was disappointed. And that is Manacled by Sinlin Yu. So it is published on AO3. And I believe that eventually it's leaving AO3, because I think Sinlin Yu is getting this traditionally published, which I wonder
Yeah.
how that works. I think maybe they're going to have to change the characters and stuff. like create original characters.
Oh, yeah, since it's all Dramione based.
Yeah, because this is, yeah, a Harry Potter Dramione fanfic where basically it's like, what would happen if Harry Potter lost the final battle with Voldemort? And I think it's just for the Tumblr girlies who just love feeling sad. Like, there's no light in this story. It's all bad vibes and it's just heavy and draining. It's like Harry Potter meets Handmaid's Tale. And there's
I think,
like memory loss.
like, some people just like to be unhappy.
Yeah. And with this story, like again, it was not poorly written. It was well written, but it was just redundant because it's like sad, sad, sad. Here's something else, sad. Here's something else. And then also it's just like I got way too much information. Like there would be like straight up descriptions of like how she's making potions and stuff. Like I do not care. I truly
Let
do
me be
not
the
care.
first to tell you.
It was just so long-winded for no reason. And yeah.
I haven't read it. I probably won't.
I don't recommend it personally, but I also know that I think I'm in the minority on that one. The next one kind of bums me out because I was looking forward to this one, and that is The Fiancé Farce by Alexandria Belfleur.
Oh, I love her.
I do too, and I was looking forward to this one so much, and I even talked about it because like we would have a few episodes where we talked about what are we looking forward to reading
Yeah, I
in the year or
remember.
whatever, and this was one of them. But this was one of the books I DNF'd. I made it halfway through. It was boring. The conflict was non-existent. There was like no reason to like even continue the story because it basically it's like a fake dating situation, but there's just no conflict between the actual like
Yeah.
romantic interests. Like they're both just like on the same page. They're like, yes, we're gonna fake date, but also I'm kind of into you. Like right off the bat, like there's no,
Okay.
and there's just like nothing. There's nothing to like keep the story going forward. I just got really
It's like you maybe
bored.
didn't even need to fake date, you
Yeah,
know?
like I think you guys could just date. I don't
And
know.
it'd be okay.
Kind of a bummer. And there's another one that came out this year by her called Truly Madly Deeply. And I'm like reluctant to read it because a bunch of people in the reviews they're like, I was so looking forward to this, but it just like missed the mark. And I'm like, I don't
I hate
know.
that. I really do.
I know. Because I really loved her, what was that called? Written in the
Some, yes, I
Stars
Written in the
trilogy.
Stars.
Yes. And it's kind of like with Sophie Lark. Like, you know, the
I
first thing
love
you read
Sophie
by
Lark.
her,
Yeah.
loved it. Amazing. And then it's just like I've gotten some that haven't been hitting.
It happens. They can't all be bangers.
Very true. I mean, being an author has to be so challenging. I want to make it so clear that we are not complaining
No.
about these authors' works. It's just like they weren't hitting in the moment. And then the last one, I lumped these together because there were two of them, and I did suffer through the second one just because I wanted to know what happened. But this was the Once You're Mine and Now You're Mine, like a duology by Morgan Bridges. Again, this was another one that TikTok tricked me into. It was like a stalker romance, and I do enjoy a stalker romance if it's done well. These just were not it for me personally. I
What?
can't
Just
even
don't.
remember my specific grievances, to be honest.
I think I did see that on there, and I had not read it yet because I wasn't in the mood for a stalker romance.
I think I told you that I was reading them, and then once I realized that they weren't good, I told you, like, don't even waste your
Yeah, that
time.
sounds right.
But hey, if it sounds good to you guys,
You
and
should read
yeah,
it.
like read it. We're doing okay with our reading goals this year. I think, Tab, you were on schedule. It was
Yeah.
literally just a day ago that you were on schedule, so we're doing
Take
good.
a deep breath. It'll be all right.
Join us next week as we discuss Funny Story by Emily Henry.
The long-awaited next installment by Miss Henry. We're stoked. We're so
Speaking
excited.
of like books that we've just been so stoked to read, this has been one that we've been thinking about for a
And
long time now.
I have seen very good reviews for it too. I have
I have
heard that it's
too.
a little different than some of her previous works,
And that's okay.
but
I like
I am
different.
excited. And then the week after, of course, you know we're gonna be doing a little fan cast for
We
it. Like,
love doing a fan cast for
you know
you.
us, we're gonna do a fan cast.
Yeah, especially when it comes to Emily Henry
Because
books.
you know it's going to be adapted into a movie in the next years.
Yes, she's been like getting those movie contracts. So, all right, this was next on the list. So go ahead, start reading Funny Story if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next time, and as always,
Let's get lit.